This JCO podcast provides observation and commentary on the JCO article Financial Impact of Breast Cancer in Black versus White Women by Wheeler and colleagues. My name is Robin Yabroff, and I am Strategic Director, Economic Burden of Cancer at the American Cancer Society in Atlanta, Georgia. My oncologic specialty is health services research. Cancer is one of the most expensive medical conditions in the United States. Patterns of cancer care are generally shifting to greater treatment intensity, and importantly, the costs of treatment have increased dramatically, and many treatments now have price tags of $100,000 or more annually. These costs are increasingly straining federal, state, and household budgets. Historically, cancer survivors have had higher out-of-pocket spending than individuals without a cancer diagnosis, even many years after diagnosis or the completion of treatment. They are also more likely to report limitations in ability to work, and as a result can experience lost income, magnifying the financial impact of cancer. Recent trends towards greater patient cost sharing through higher deductibles, coinsurance rates, and copayments affect all patients, but because of the high cost of cancer care, these trends can amplify the risk of medical financial hardship for cancer patients. Prior research has shown that cancer survivors who have low household income, are uninsured or underinsured, or unemployed are most likely to experience financial hardship. Survivors who are younger and minority race and/or ethnicity are also more likely to experience hardship. Less is known about the interrelationship between these factors. In the article that accompanies this podcast, Dr. Stephanie Wheeler and colleagues address this research gap. The study evaluates financial impact of breast cancer in a large cohort of almost 2,500 white and black women in North Carolina, recruited between 2008 and 2013 at breast cancer diagnosis. Black women and women younger than age 50 years were oversampled. This study reports findings from the 25-month follow-up. There were important differences in clinical characteristics, treatment, and comorbidity by race. Black breast cancer patients were more likely than white breast cancer patients to have later stage of diagnosis. Black patients were more likely to receive chemotherapy and trastuzumab and less likely to receive endocrine therapy. Twice as many black patients were obese and had hypertension, and they were nearly three times as likely to have diabetes than white patients. There were also striking differences in socioeconomic status in this cohort. 29% of black women had annual household income of $50,000 or more, compared to 63% of white women. Black women were also more likely to be very poor. 25% of black women had annual household incomes of less than $15,000, compared to 7% of white women. Critically, black women were less likely to have private insurance and more likely to be uninsured. About 24% of black women had Medicaid coverage compared to 6% of white women. In unadjusted analyses, black women were significantly more likely to report a decrease in income, financial barriers to care, transportation barriers to care, lost job due to cancer, and loss of health insurance among those with private health insurance than white women. 58% of black women and 39% of white women reported any negative financial impact of cancer. Even after controlling for the effects of clinical characteristics and socioeconomic characteristics, risk of hardship was elevated, although estimates were not always statistically significant. In other words, differences in measured clinical factors and socioeconomic status explain some, but not all, of the increased risk of medical financial hardship for black breast cancer patients compared to white patients. This study adds to the growing body of research examining financial hardship and explores racial disparities in large sample of both white and black newly diagnosed breast cancer patients. Key strengths of the study include the large sample, multiple measures of financial hardship, and longitudinal 25-month post-diagnosis follow-up with a very high participation rate. An additional follow-up survey is expected at 10 years after diagnosis, and assessing financial hardship in longer-term survivors and its association with survival will be important. At that point, the research team may be able to evaluate the role of financial hardship and racial disparities in survival. In one of the few other longitudinal studies to date, cancer survivors who filed for bankruptcy, an extreme form of financial hardship, were at increased risk of mortality compared to similar cancer survivors who did not file for bankruptcy. The bankruptcy study did not evaluate racial disparities in survival. Little is known about the biologic, behavioral, and healthcare delivery mechanisms for this increased mortality risk associated with financial hardship, however. Better understanding of these mechanisms and identification of modifiable factors in the causal pathway is essential to inform the development of effective interventions to minimize the impact of financial hardship on patients and their families. These data will also be essential for policymakers at the state and federal level, as well as insurers and other healthcare decision makers in developing strategies to minimize the potential for widening racial disparities in cancer outcomes. How can findings from the current study inform current efforts to reduce financial hardship? Health insurance coverage is an important, potentially modifiable risk factor for poor cancer outcomes, including later stage of disease at diagnosis, receipt of recommended treatment, poorer survival, and, as shown in this study, financial hardship. One of the largest and most consistent predictors of adverse financial impact of cancer in this study was being uninsured compared to having private insurance. As part of the Affordable Care Act, states had the option to expand Medicaid eligibility to 138% of the federal poverty level for low-income adults with and without children. Following expansion in 2014, cancer survivors in expansion states were more likely to be insured, have better access to care, and earlier stage of disease at diagnosis than cancer survivors in non-expansion states. North Carolina did not expand Medicaid eligibility, and in 2018, the eligibility is 43% of the federal poverty line for adults in a family of three. This is about $9,000 annually for a family of three. Eligibility was similar at the time women were enrolled in the study. Childless low-income adults are not and have not been eligible for Medicaid coverage in North Carolina. Future research evaluating racial disparities in breast cancer outcomes in North Carolina compared to other states that expanded Medicaid eligibility will inform state-level policymaking. Other strategies, including financial navigators in the practice, improved provider discussion of the cost of care, and value-based insurance design have been proposed for addressing financial hardship. These strategies may be most effective for patients with a usual source of care and continuous health insurance coverage. Given the low household income and lack of health insurance coverage in many of the Black breast cancer patients in this study, additional efforts may be necessary. Low-income uninsured women with a breast cancer diagnosis may become eligible for Medicaid coverage because of screening and detection through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. However, Medicaid coverage may last only for the duration of cancer treatment, and women who lose Medicaid coverage may face barriers to high-quality survivorship care. Research has shown that insurance instability is associated with poor health outcomes. The study team will have the opportunity to evaluate any racial disparities in health insurance coverage instability, including Medicaid coverage, in the future. As acknowledged by the authors, the fact that the study was conducted in a single state limits its generalizability. Additionally, because few standardized measures of financial hardship exist, findings cannot be directly compared to those in nationally representative samples or to other studies. The measures used in this study are not comprehensive. Others have evaluated asset depletion, medical debt, days missed from work, distress and worry about medical bills, and multiple aspects of delaying or foregoing recommended health care. Additionally, women were enrolled in the study during the economic downturn, which may have affected income, employment opportunities, and insurance coverage. Nonetheless, this study offers important new evidence of racial disparities in financial hardship, even after controlling for the effects of stage of disease at diagnosis, comorbidity, treatment, socioeconomic status, and type of health insurance coverage. With trends towards increasing costs of cancer treatment and greater patient cost sharing, risks of medical financial hardship associated with cancer will likely increase in the future. Research has consistently shown that Black breast cancer patients are more likely to be diagnosed at advanced disease and less likely to receive guideline-consistent treatment and have shorter survival following diagnosis. Financial hardship may play a key role in these racial disparities in cancer outcomes. Identifying modifiable risk factors for hardship, monitoring health outcomes, and developing the evidence base to inform effective interventions for addressing disparities in health insurance coverage and financial hardship will be critical to minimize the potential for widening of racial disparities in cancer outcomes in the future. This concludes this JCO podcast. Thank you for listening.
For more original research, editorials, and review articles, please visit us online at jco.org. This production is copyrighted to the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Thank you for listening.